Today we're going to talk about how simulators can be used to help you in the real world.
Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now.
Hello drivers, this is Enzo with another Race Driver Coach Show episode. And we are going to get back to sims, because you know how much I love them for training purposes, if they're done in the right way. Before I go too deep, this is the question that inspired me to do this episode. This question came from James and he asked, I know that sims are good now, but can they really help me improve as a driver? If so, how? Like most of the questions I get on here, brilliant. Because we know that sims are good. We see them over the last 5 years, especially over the lockdown period, where they've got more money because now simulator platforms have got more money because we've been pumping so much into them. So they've been improving big time. Everybody's been on it. The servers are getting better. The models are getting better. If you go on something like iRacing and a very good R-Factor model, R-Factor 2 or Pro, whatever you use, you can get the car very close. It sounds like it does in real life. It handles the tire model, how it wears, all of it seems very genuinely close, right? And the tracks are really quick, close as well, because they scan them now, laser scan them, and the curbs are brilliant, and track surface change, they're smack on. They look really good. But I want to talk about how you can use a sim more for your personal performance, because that's my area. You know, I've been a driver coach forever, but really I've come down to how you mentally perform, how you get the skills, the specific personal skills you need to improve or to be the best driver you can be. Now, simulators can be used for this. They can be used for this no matter what steering wheel you've got, no matter what pedals. So if you haven't got the best equipment, it doesn't matter. Even the platform, the software, doesn't matter too much. I prefer you to use iRacing because that's what I use. I see that it's as close as anything else I've seen. It hasn't got a massive library of cars, but if you use it for specific personal performance reasons, then I can't see anybody else who comes close. For the simple reason that your name is up there. You've got your skill level, which is your I rating, is up there, and your safety rating to see how safe you are as a driver if you're going off all the time, if you cause crashes. It's kind of like a score system that holds you accountable and everyone can see it. And everybody is on there. We did this isolation e-racing series, so I can't even talk, over April, May and June when we're all locked at home. And you had all sorts of drivers. We had Lando Norris, we had the best karters in the world coming to us, all people from F2, F3, you name it, they're all coming on. Professional and non-professional drivers. So they're all on there, which is really interesting. So you can turn up onto iRacing and all of a sudden you're racing against someone from F1. They're in that room with you or on that race. Where else can you do that? So that's why I like iRacing. But more specifically, just forget about the models, forget about the cars, how accurate they are. How can we use it for personally making you better? Well, I'm going to run you through, let's have a look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different areas that I've just listed out in front of me now in a Word document, just opened it up. These are the areas I think you can really use a simulator to help you perform better in the real world. Number one, performing on demand. Now, performing on demand means, okay, brilliant, you can do this time in practice, but can you do it on the qualifying when you've got one lap to execute it? How do you perform when it matters? When you're under pressure? When the stopwatch is saying, right, this is your grid position now, now go and do it. This is something you can train on the simulator really well. In obvious ways, qualifying. You see in qualifying, if you get the tires up to a good temperature, how far you are off the sort of times you did in practice, if you did short runs in practice. And you can see that when it really matters, is there a difference? Is there a difference between me driving when there's no pressure compared to when there is? If so, what's the difference? Stopwatch can give you some kind of measure there, can't it? But going deeper than that, reverse engineering why all of a sudden you're 3/10 off now is why am I 3/10 off? Am I letting the pressure get to me so I'm a bit apprehensive, I'm braking early? Or opposite, am I pushing too hard everywhere? Every single corner I'm pushing 100% now when in fact I was already on the limit in 3 of the corners. So trying to go deeper on the brakes, you're just losing the exit for me. And that's something I bet how you handle qualifying on a simulator usually mimics and mirrors how you handle qualifying in real life. If you start to overdrive, if you let the pressure get to you, and it will show up on the simulator when you're against people there. So what better training ground than a sim at home where you can create that environment of pressure and work on different mental techniques that help you perform under pressure when you're there. So if you find and start to monitor the difference, right, in free practice, what am I thinking? How am I allowing myself to perform so well? And you write it down. I'm not really thinking anything. I'm approaching a corner and all I'm thinking about is how, you know, my breaking point or reference, how I'm going to take this corner. And as soon as I come out the corner, my mind is shifted to the next corner. And that's all I'm really thinking about. I'm not thinking about much. Brilliant. That's your model for performing well. And you can write it down. Then when you're basically got your stupid mind in and you're allowing pressure to hamper your performance, what am I thinking then? What am I focusing on? And you'll find there's a difference if you're underperforming, overdriving, or whatever you want to call it. You say, now I'm not just focused on the corner. I'm constantly watching the stopwatch. I'm watching the delta. It's creating pressure. And the next corner then, because I can see that I'm slightly slower, I try and make up all the time in that corner. This is not going to work. I must work on it. So then you try, you do your best, and you bring in the mental techniques to allow your free practice mind to be there in qualifying. And you work on that. And you can spend weeks on this. Just constantly focus on how can I perform better under pressure? And you come up with your techniques. You try things. You do breathing exercises. You just keep your focus narrowed to the next corner and see how long you can do that for. Perfect. Now we're talking about using a sim for what it should be used for, in my opinion. The second thing you can work on is coping with drivers behind you. Now this is pressure again. When you're being pressured from behind, somebody in your mirrors, buzzing your mirrors constantly, or they're 2 seconds behind and you can see them catching and catching and catching, how do you handle that mentally? Do you overlook in the mirror if you're in karts? Do you look behind your shoulder all the time? This is something to work on as well. Staying mentally strong, resourceful, and executing on each corner while someone's chasing you is a very important skill to learn and something else you can learn on the sim. So when you're in these races, these online races, it's perfect. It's the perfect training ground for that as well. How can I shift my focus to keep on the driving even though someone's there? How can I go through the circuit and say, right, these 3 corners are the ones where they'll attack. So how can I position my car in a position where I defend better? So you've got all these things going through on the practical side and the mental side. Work on that. The third thing you can use is how I can be mentally switched on and ready on the opening lap. This is something, an area that not a lot of people spend time on. Yes, they talk about the start and they go deep into how you can get off the line or do your roll and start the best way. But after that, how well are you performing then? Because I can see most drivers, they underperform. They're asleep. They're double thinking. When at the start of a race is actually your best opportunity to make as many positions as possible. You don't have to be crazy, but if you're in a single seater formula, which has got downforce, and you know that once the race settles down after lap 2 or 3, everyone pretty much stays where they are. It's hard to overtake. Then wouldn't it be a good idea at the start of the race to make as much ground then to pounce on the drivers in front that are not quite switched on? Because I've always said this. Now, this is coming from somebody who was in Formula Ford and things like this, where it wasn't many wings and slicks, but I was in an underpowered car, and in GTs I did this. I understood that for me to have a good race, what I'm going to have to do is take advantage of everybody on the first lap. So if they are slightly catching up, their mind's catching up with, I'm in a race, oh my god, this is the first lap, oh my god, there's a corner coming, I'm not in that position. My mental focus is to go forward to see how many I can overtake in that area, in that first lap, to be on it. Now if you can imagine that I approach a race, this is what help drivers do now, they approach a race with just the first lap in mind. Their prep before they get in the car is all about that. They're on complete offense, attack mode, and they prep themselves with that in mind because that's the goal. Then after lap 2, they'll figure that out. They'll see where they're at and they'll adjust. But they're not thinking long term. It's just, how can I become a monster, an animal, the executor on that first lap and take advantage of everybody? You see, they have a completely different outcome in the race. You can overstep it and be too aggressive, but in being this way now and on the sim, you can train this really well. You start to learn where the limit is. You start to be good on cold tires. You start to understand that I need car control, so I'll work on that. And all this can be done on the sim. How can I take advantage of everybody when they're all bunched up and close and just fill gaps and be there and get the confidence to stick my elbows out and go forward? Takes a bit of learning. But if you start to do this on the sim, especially on a track that you're going to visit next, and you're doing it there and you're seeing how can you perform on the very first lap, okay, I've got to get myself mentally ready and I've actually got to execute, keep my eyes up, feel where the race is going that early on and go. See, monitor which corners are the best to go for, and it kind of gives you that kind of training ground on the sim that allow you to be good there as well. So really big area. Right, number four, overcoming a mistake. This is a big one. When you've made a mistake at a certain corner, how do you handle it? How do you react? Do you start to get flustered? Do you start to get angry? Do you then make another mistake at the next corner and you're hanging on to this baggage of mistakes and it just takes you a whole lap to get back into it? Well, on the sim, you can train this because you're always making mistakes on the sim. You've got your visual cues and sound and things like this, but which basically means when you go over a bump in the real world, you know that braking is coming soon, or you've got all these different physical feeling cues. You haven't got that on the sim, so you make more mistakes on the sim. It's easy to get distracted at something at home. So mistakes on the simulator are all the time, as you know. It's how you handle it. How quick can you switch the mind back into being in the rhythm, into the flow, focusing on the next corner and executing that better? Something you can work on, something you can score yourself, which all these things I'm talking about, if you give yourself a personal performance development plan, which is obviously what a coach does when they come in, they'll have all these areas sort of listed and grade you after each run that you do and say, right, you weren't very good at performing on demand. As soon as someone is in your mirror, how were you? And you work on that. Well, all these things can. How quick did I overcome that mistake I made? Was I straight back into it? Did I celebrate it and go, yes, I made a mistake, I've learned something, now next? Or did I get angry and start to overdrive? The fifth thing is regaining concentration. Kind of linked. Put these two separate, but it's kind of linked to making a mistake, right? Regain concentration. But actually, it could also be when you're going round and round, you're on lap 9, and you start to just wonder. You start to think of crazy thoughts that got nothing to do with racing, and you can find yourself then, your pace is dropping off, you'll start to make mistakes. How good are you at getting back into the zone? So you get a stressful situation back into the zone. You make a mistake back into the zone, or you just lose focus generally. Back into the zone. That's something you can practice. Again, after a run, you mark down, how was my concentration levels? And if there's a specific pattern that you can see, a common pattern that keeps repeating itself, and you're saying, yeah, I keep thinking this, I keep doing that, I keep worrying about X, I keep worrying about what so-and-so is thinking or where my teammate is, all these distracting thoughts, how good are you at batting them away? Because they're going to come in whether you like it or not, just to let the thoughts come and go and back into zone. How good are you at that? Something you can train on the sim. And the sixth thing I've noted down here is racecraft. You can improve your racecraft. We kind of mentioned it before, but we can get very specific on what corners you can overtake, what corners are better to be defensive if you need to be, how to be defensive, where can you really be creative, how can you use your line through a preceding corner of a good overtaking corner to throw the car kind of off in front of you so you can then attack for the actual corner that is good. How can you manipulate cars? How can you make them go in tighter? So all these things. Now, racecraft is more of a physical thing. It's more of a practical thing and not mental. But actually, if you go to a track having practiced all the overtaking maneuvers you can at this certain track, all the defensive lines, you go there more confident. You can see people doing things behind you and trying to send you into a dummy and go into a corner tight if they're trying to manipulate you from behind. And you won't fall for it, or you'll know what to do because people have done it to you in the past on the sim. So actually, racecraft is really good at getting all the things out, all the things that could happen in the real world when you go to this track or this kind of track, so you know how to handle it because you've been through it, you've done it. If you do the racecraft training correctly, it's as if you go to a circuit and you've just done 10 races there already. So you've pretty much seen it all. That's another thing, which on the mental side gives you confidence. It allows you to be creative when you get there. It allows you to be better on your track walks because you see if the curbs are actually the same. If the circuit is like it is on the sim and say, yeah, I think that overtaking maneuver I did on the sim is actually real, or it can be done for real, which we've seen a lot. Been training drivers and they've been racing on the sim side by side and doing maneuvers that are quite far-fetched. You think, oh, come on, that can't really happen in real life because you've got marbles, you've got dust offline. But sometimes, I'd say 30% of the time, when they've done these crazy moves, we go and do the track walk, we go and do the free practice, and then we ask ourselves, do you think that move is actually on? If so, how can we set it up? How can we allow that move to happen by putting the driver in front where we want them to be, if they over-defend or something? And it comes off. And you see drivers do moves that you think, I've never seen anyone do that before. And it's because they trained it on the sim. It's not always, it's like a third of the time, but still, that move probably wouldn't have been executed or thought of unless we did it on the sim first. So you can get practical. And that's, you do need the sim to be fairly realistic for that, but it's another thing that you can train or even just entertain in order for you to improve in the real world. So just taking a look again, you've got performing on demand, coping with drivers behind you, how to switch on mentally and be ready for the opening lap, overcoming mistakes, regaining concentration, and racecraft. So in short, yes, you can use simulators to improve you in the real world. And it's not being far-fetched. So all the old school people say, oh, simulators, it's all computer games, it's not real. Ah, but you can use it as a mental training tool. You can improve yourself and help make new neural connections in your mind that say, this is how I control my emotions. I'm going to control and train my emotions on the simulator. I'm going to get myself into pressureful situations and I'm going to use that to train myself over and over again. So when it comes to real life, that's trained. My mind knows how to deal with it because it's very similar. If you've got ego wrapped up into your results, on the simulator, it's just as pressureful. It's horrible. But if you start to say, okay, I'm going to now just learn this race. I'm going to see if I can create this situation. And I'm going to train that specific thing. And if you just focus on that, you often find out that the result is pretty good because you're just focused on the process, not the end goal or the result. So there's no pressure. It's just executing on what you need to train as a person. Debrief it. So this isn't all about just training. I want you to feedback. I want you to score yourself when you get off the sim. You get off the sim, you say, right, I'm working on this certain area or certain areas. How did I do? And if I did well, how did I do it? And how can I repeat that? And if I didn't do so well, like score myself 4 out of 10 out of concentration or handling the pressure of qualifying, why? How did I create that pressure in my mind? Oh, I stopped breathing. Oh, I tensed up. I started to worry about the lap time. I started to worry that there's someone in that room or that race that would see how terrible I am and I put pressure on me. It's live streamed and that didn't help. That put me under pressure. Okay, brilliant. Now we can see that you focus on them things that do create pressure and you expect to perform. Impossible. Instead, process. Focus on one corner at a time and you come up with a different technique. You try that in the next time you're in that scenario, the next race, and you score it again. How was I this time? Did it work? Did breathing work? Did focusing just on the next corner and just saying next, did that work? Use all of this, all of these different things that you can train in a sim, but after each run, after each race, just have a little score sheet. How did I do? Keep an eye on yourself, monitor what worked, and then when you really get this down, you're doing really good on the sim and stuff, and you're coming up with new mental techniques, try them in the real world. And you watch, it helps you. It's amazing. So yes, sims can help you improve. Sometimes they throw you off because you're trying to do the technique, driving technique that you do on the sim in the real world, and it doesn't work. But if you use it as a personal performance training tool, and you can have biometrics, you can have the EEG on you, the heart rate monitor, all this, you can have all that attached, and you can really go deep with this, which is what I do when I train drivers. You can go really deep, then it is a perfect tool. It's a perfect preparation tool, so use it. You don't have to spend tens of thousands on a sim. Just get one that allows you and helps you create the situation that you would be in real life. And it'll work, I promise. That's all for now. See you next time. Can't stop me now.